holding in the Sefe. We're holding the Taz and Yod, right? We started it. So the Mechaber introduces this new yisoid of that the heter shomein is mefatim the iser kachish, and then that allows the iser which is now shmeino to be mefatim bekula into the heter. So he learns it out from the din of Recha Milsa. So the Taz is challenging that, because the Shemus Deshin and the Goshei Dura asks on this, which is based on a Gemara by Rachel. So he asks on that, Luchara, how does it shim with the cloud which we have, that the case of a blua, which Bitivoi cannot move past a certain point, so the Nesar, because of that, doesn't take the blua with. We see by Rachel that it's able to do such a thing. So you have to say Rachel is a whole different ball game. That's what he says. So the Taz says, "Akim the Berecha Milsa Kaim Alon Misimik Kuvchetz B'Yevet Mutter." Am I Yekan Also Filu B'Yevet? So, if you want to say the problem here was also Recha, because the Ma'aseh there is Recha. Besides the fact that there is Chatichas touching, there's also Recha. So maybe the issue is not the touching, like we said, that's different. It's also Recha, but B'Yevet Recha's Mutter, so they can't be. Why over here we're saying it's also B'Yevet? The case over there where Ainu Neser Yochel Lesser is in the case of the touching. So Al Tegiya, that can't be the issue. The issue has to be Al Serecha, but Yemer Recha is Mutter. If you look at Kazmur Raidin Armor Kain El Recha El Recha Moser Davka, why the Pashal of Niskam and the Turkan Lesser Mishum Recha, the Gamalicha Kosev Kain, the Gamisham Loy Shaykh Recha. So the Mahalach over here can't be Al Serecha. So let's leave Recha out of the picture. So now we're back to the question. The Marai already challenged this din of that Mefate, which is a din by Recha, that you cannot apply to a case of Negiya. And here we're applying it to a case of Negiya. The term himself quotes us to this rule. Even in the case of the heter is shomein, we don't to say that the iser then becomes energized and able to move further. So the Dr. Moshe asked the kasher, I see a test over there, and he says, so it's a steer on the tour. So the Dr. Moshe says his teretz, that this yisoid that we're being mechadish, the chatika, is able of that there's a concept of mefatim, that the heter can be mefatim the iser, and then allow the iser to be able to so that the heter, the iser kachush, can now becomes nishman meshuman, right? It says that's limited where it applies. The Khan Mari, the case over here was, we're talking about the case of the Chelev, which is Kalkish. So Chelev Betzim is fatty. And Betzim, the nature of Chelev is that it should be something which is Shomei. But since the animal is so thin, etc., even the Chelev is Kalkish. So in that specific scenario, we have this new Kiddush that the Hetzer came and Fatim the Isser and bring the Chelev back to its normal state of being Shomei. But everywhere else, you don't say such a Yisrael. The case over here was, and that's the case of Mechaber, Shechel Shabahem Achush is Kachush, and it's not Mepafeya, and then we say that there's an idea that the Heter, which is Shomein, can be Mashmin, the Isser, which is Kachush. Shesh Mechatichos, the Isser, the Karli Kachush, Kimashen Mepafeya, but Zedav Kamin and Shashuman Mepafeya. Kim like upon him shame chayla b'lov. Mice, it's fat. So that's the Dr. Mershe's teretz. Look, the Taz, I don't like the teretz for multiple reasons. Because of the hamirecha milsi yafinim lo shemar bebaser kachish v'loy bechayla kachish. So the core that the Mechaber says is din from Gemara Pesachim, which is not discussing chayla. So say that this din is limited to the case of chayla is very difficult. Okay, the Hitcher Gamma Drisha, love that. The Drisha asked that question. like kosher the holy husker can chaylev machatichas iser. The case of the mechaber is talking about is machatichas iser and chatichas heter. Who said talking chaylev? Where does it? Where is he talking about chaylev? Chaylev. Okay. So therefore, Dr. Moshe's teretz, he's putting aside. Okay, so maybe give a different teretz. The reason mitarzim that again, so we have clearly that there's a scenario where we do not say this idea of the heter is able to enable the iser to move further than it belong, that it could normally, and we're seeing a case where the heter is able to enable the iser to move further than normal. So what's the difference in the cases? Reason with the country, Isser also Machmas Atsum, Arena, Ifilim, Isser Kochish, we have to show me, Shamarlach, Isserim, Meacher, the Bakarha, Poletis, right of the veil. Al Kain, Hashuman, Shalahetim, Isarvim, right of the veil. So, different the way we're talking about in the Shah, he says, that's for sure, that the Isser, which is Isser, is going to go into the Heter a certain amount. And that for Lididan, there's nevela here, either because there's nevela here, because now we should argue that the heter becomes nevela also. So once it's here in the Isser, and there's nevela here in the Isser, because the Isser Atzmai can be perlet into the heter a certain amount. So then the shamnunis of the heter moves it throughout the piece. Al kana shuman shall have to be sorry, Marit of Nevela. I will come on the Marib Isser Balua. We're discussing over there that it was the Isser itself, the item itself wasn't Isser, it was just that it had Balia Isser in it. So we have a concept that a Balia which is Shamein could go into one Chaticha and then the next Chaticha, etc. A Balia was this Kachish, as much as it goes into one Chaticha, it doesn't go from it to the next Chaticha. Well, let's argue that the Shamnunis. So we have Chaticha B, Chaticha A, and X. So X is your Isser, and it's Kachish, and it goes into Chaticha A, which is Shamein. So now I want to know that we should argue that should then go from A to B, because now that it's Shomei, it should go to B. That's different than the case we're discussing A and X. The A being the Shomei and X being the Vela, which is Kachish. We say, you know what, the Vela is going to put a certain amount of time into A. X will put a certain amount of time into A. And Vela, A will then spread it out. That's fine. Now you're discussing a new question. So now we should be Mashmin, that Isser, and now that it's an Isser Shomein, it should go to B. It's Isser Balua. Ab Isser Balua Aminah, Ab Isser Oysa, Chaticha, Shekibla, Isser, Hishmeina, even though the Chaticha of Heter, which absorbed the Isser, is a Shomein, A is Shomein, and a Shuman, Shabom, Merlik, Blias, Isser, Ima, but that doesn't enable it to take that time with it into the Chaticha B. So that's one, that's the recent Matarshim, which is going to be the Mahalach of the Shach. So the Nakudas Akasim over here comes to the defense of this Yesh Matarshim, which the Tzad doesn't like. But so the Shach doesn't like it. He says, Bel Devor, I'm built in a Chayim Klau. I don't get it. I don't see the swara. Why they check a difference? Because we're starting with a rule that the nature of certain things that they have a limit how far they can go, and you're discussing that we're going to enable it through this process to go further than it was able to go until now. So what's the difference between the two cases? Both of them are going beyond their limits. Right. So you're saying within X and A, you're saying, listen, A X can only put a time into A. All of a sudden comes the Shamnunis and says, no problem, let's go for a walk throughout the whole Chaticha. And that's it. And comes along Shamnunis and says, let's go further. We said that X can put a time into A, and if it's a kachush, it will not leave A and go into B. Okay, it doesn't have the ability to go right there, but right there. Abish Munach Mamish Allah, even the Mamish touching, his mom is sitting touching, it doesn't make a difference. Okay, so but then you come along and say this that this concept of Minyafatim overrides that. So what is override in this case and not in that case? If anything that the Taz, I was the Kavach Harmer. If it could override in the case within the Chatich itself, Kavach Harmer could override going to the next Chatich. Why is that? Yesh Kavach Harmer. The Mala is Sir Balua. Yesh Mimakama is Sir Mamish Shuman. The Philahok Ain Moyal Loss is Kayakla is Sir Hanivla Shiate Husik Vuloi. One second. You're telling me that the Isser's Bulua, it's sitting in the where the Isser is right now, it's Shamit. And that Shamunas doesn't enable it to go beyond its limit, which is the end of the Schaticha. So, I have not absorbed this Kavach Harmer, why it's a compelling Kavach Harmer. But the Mamatzino I get. The Mamatzino I get. Why he holds more Mestaber one over the other. I see Dov was giving me this look. Yeah. But,
one thing, if you say Schumann has built more of a type, Leah's of Schumann has built more of a type, step further. So when the Chatich itself is a Davar Shaman, he's saying he would hear that even though the Yisr Shiva is only Malua, but at least the Chatich is Davar Shaman and you can spread the Leah's. But in the case where the Chatich is not a Davar Shaman, it's just Malua from Heter that it's a Davar Shaman. So get that to spread the Leah's. You don't have a real Davar Shaman.
Yeah, but the way the Taz teaches what's happening is that the Isser Kachush is going into the Heter, Kenatila. Now, that time is moving out throughout the rest of the Chatikah because of Shamnunis. That's how we read it before. So, it's Isser sitting with Shamnunis. Let it move. What's the difference between the two cases? Why is that case worse than moving It's always, you know, what's the difference? Why is that Kavach Harmer? He's saying it's a Kavach Harmer. I don't see the Kavach Harmer. We understand that's the way the Taz is learning. The Taz is, the Taz, the way he quotes, the way it works, is that the Isser, which is Kachush, goes into the Heter, which is Shamed. Kedei Netila. And that's as far as it can go. And it sits there. Comes along the Shamnunis of that Chatikah itself and says, let's go for a walk throughout the rest of the Chatikah. Right? So there's Isser sitting in Shamnunis, being moved throughout the Chatikah because of the Shamnunis, which is there. Right? That's. And he's saying that's less logical to him than if you were telling me that it moves to another Chatikah, I would be more comfortable with that than saying it moves out within this Chatikah itself. That's what he's saying. That's the flip side of that Kavach Harmer. I don't know what the words mean. I hear you want to say they're equal. You know, both of them are discussing there's a Gbul where it can go, and can Shamnunis move it past the Gbul? So what's the difference if it's sitting here in this part of the Chatikah, not the Chatikah, and wants to go, it's limited here, it goes here, it's limited here, it goes here, is the same thing. I get that. But saying that this is more logical to go from this piece to the next piece is more logical than say within the same piece it should move. I don't see why that's more logical. The way the Shach says it, I get it. Where the Shach said is what's supposed to happen is that A, you're supposed to go back to X, make X with foot, and then put it back in over here. Well, if it can't move it where it is to the next thing, how does it go back and back? Okay, but he doesn't say it like that. He doesn't quote how it works like that before, so I don't know what he's talking about. But okay. Unless he's converting back to the he converted back to the Shach. Okay. V'oid Raya Brewer Mimikor Din Zeb Shanilma Mimash Kosov Toys of Rush Perk and Russia Vim Vesis of Simon Zed, the Haino, Rush Kosov Shim, Nimsakatiha Katsub at Seer, the Katsahuts at Seer, Shosha Shahuts at Seer, Eno Nessa Machus Nessa Mimash Lamata. So it doesn't move beyond its limits. I feel yes, Shuman Besechatir. We don't say, well, that Shuman moves wherever he wants to go. And the Shuman became the Vela because it's sitting with Isser. And now let that Shuman, which is Nevela, they can move throughout the Chaticha. We don't say that the Kiman Shatsir Atzer Enim of Hafeil. We say, well, that's very nice, but the Tzir doesn't move, so the Shuman cannot schlep the Tzir with it. Because of a turba simon samotes, bakan b'soyv simon. Vedach shehad tzir who also mitzad atzmo shudam sheyatz min abasu. The tzir is a case of isur mitzad atzmo. Filoch ye ein mazak loy hashuman. Well, the shuman doesn't help it. Loy lichoy imoy b'makom shuhalik. The shuman cannot schlep the tzir beyond where the tzir is able to go on its own. He says he's got the kasha. It's a good kasha. The dam mishuk shorik. So that's a specific halacha by dam. Because dam, because I'll say that it doesn't really. It sort of slips away. It doesn't connect easily. So it doesn't. It's not easy to slap it somewhere else because its nature is to sort of slip away and not connect and not absorb. So what's the difference between a tam kachosh which cannot go where it's not supposed to beyond a certain point, and dam can't go beyond a certain point, and shuman can't help that, and shuman can help this? What's the difference? I mean, I'm with the Mishyosef on this one. Anyway, yeah. I understand the Mishyosef more than I understand the Taz. But Damash Shorik is Chazal touching up a nature of the item that it doesn't easily connect the things. So that we're saying that's the whole point of Chazal when this is Mishyosef Shorik. So in the case where you have issues of you're being Meleach, multiple pieces one on the other, we don't assume the Dam is going to get absorbed inside because Damash Shorik doesn't absorb. It goes, it sort of slips away. Right? So that Chazal attention, the nature of Dam is it doesn't absorb easily. So yes, yeah, so Shuman can't do that for you. But things which bats him absorb easily, that's not the problem. The problem is just they don't have enough karat to be mefeya. So you know, Shuman helps him be mefeya. So, also, it's a funny kasha. I would change the lashon. Ella feel chatichas iser ha iser shmeino. Chatichas haheter kechusha. But you talk any issue to be shmeino. There's no. This case doesn't exist. There's no dinner being mefatim. Totally off the. Not real. You'd ask you, what's the Kiddush? If the Isser Shaman and the Chatecha is Kachusha, so what's the Kiddush? The Isser Shaman, it moves. Because the case before was, the case of the Mora was Gadish and Slob Bachalbe, which come naturally together. That's where you say it's when it's shomein. Not only that case, so that's the kiddush that gears it. So I would think that maybe this whole concept, the more it gives me the concept in the scenario of where it came naturally as one unit, the chaylev of the animals with hafeya because of the fact that it's shomei. Okay, so maybe that's only true if it's one unit, but two distinct separate chatichas we have no shaykhs intrinsically to each other. Who said shomei unus is with hafeya? It's the next one. Yes, it is. That's what the Torah is trying to point out. Totally different din, and the change of gears with b'chlal not being mechadish is whole new din. Fine. Is that mukach? So to tell us, I think my gears should change. Is right. Dila nusa shalafaneno kosher shoyel loymar. Lo be by yisus shomim behetzer kochish. I feel it behetzer shomim. It should have like. We should have been given like the contrast is Isser Shomin versus Heter Shomin. And that's it starts off with a gedi and then it goes to a feel of this case. Like it's like a skipping a step. It's a two-step process. Says not a fair, but kuloi. It's sort of like different people himself. They call nicho. Rami zeh mashak after the simin zeh b'sevkas miskanos b'shel b'zeh halacha b'kasev b'shel b'spirgan noshes b'simin hemei d'chtichas yesh ba dam shel atzma b'gam ken chtichas shenetsu machmas b'lua lo yisur machmas atzma. So now he has another point that dam is not considered yisur machmas atzma. It's considered al tzbliy, which will play out in the lachos of shaman and not shaman. Okay, so the Taz is on record that he does not accept the Kiddush of the Mechaber, that there's a concept of that the Heter Shemena can be Mefatim the Issa Kekusha, and enable the Issa Kekusha to be Mefafeya the Kula. The Teretz of the Darkei Moshe, that even this concept is only limited to a scenario of where the item starts out being Shaitas to the world of Shamnunis, Chaylev, he doesn't accept that Teretz. Teretz is difference between, you'll say it when it's Isra Atzma, now when it's Isra Bavua, doesn't accept the Teretz either. And he's basically discarding the din of the Machaber. The Maisa, that's not how we pass. We pass in the Shach is going to accept it. And the Shach is going to accept it, the Chiluk that he discards between Isra Atzma and Isra Bavua, that's where the Shach is going to make it his chiluk, and they'll answer all the kashas almost. And that's how he passed in the Maisa. Okay. Answer. Okay. There's two dinim over here with shaman does for you. And there's the Machaber is presenting in a multiple sifin. One din of shaman does for you. Let's start with the Isser, which is shaman. Let's make life clear. X is shaman. X is Isser. X is shaman. So it's nibla into A. It goes throughout all of A. That's the first din that Dabar Shaman does for you, as opposed to Kachish, which will only go to Natila. That's first din. Second din, now there's A and B, both Heter. And I take my A and I turn the Kleina Tila side around and I touch it to B. So now there's Isser in A, Bulua in A, which is touching B. If it's Kachash, nothing happens to B. B is totally 100% Mutter, nothing happens at all. If it's Shomain, it goes into B also. So Shamnunis will allow it to move from X to A and from A to B. Kachash will not allow it to move from X to A more than an Atila, and will not allow it to move from A to B at all. Okay, so this din that there's a concept that Heter's Mefatim overrides the first problem. It doesn't override the second problem. So if I have an Isser Kachush and an A is Shomein, all of A will become Osir. But the mice is an Isser Balu. This was not Shomein Ba'atzmer. So then A will not Osir B. Right. Make sense? Yeah? Yeah, I mean, it makes sense, but that is it clear? Thank you. So in the Kudus of Kesef, two things. Firstly, he says the kasher from the case of there of Tzir was a case of Malika. This concept of Hetem Mefata Malisa doesn't apply to Malika. He's moited by case of Malika. So therefore, that kasher from Tzir, I'm not, you know, Garis Tepaklal, because Hitaka never said this concept by case of Malika. Which he'll explain later on. In regards to the logic behind this, Lakosha Midi, the Hacha Kim and the Isser Machmas Atzmoy, Kimiyad Mefatim Lakosh, Vahadar Ozul Mefatim Laheter. Adkan. He's going to say that more by Riches as we go along. In Sivkat and Yotes. So. I think we will address it as a cut in your test when we get there. We don't have to worry about it now. Right? But he holds that there's a difference between when the Isra Atzmoy, the concept of Pitu makes sense. Isra is just an Isra Balua. The concept of Pitu can't override that other problem. Fine. Yud Aleph, Tzarek Tils Mokim, Shemayis Mokim, Nechshav, Yisra Tvei, Kila Hu Be'en, Menilma, Mipesach, Ayin Mach, Kisav, Yisim, Tzadidal, Tziv Zayin. Okay, so now, so we said over here, even in the case where you have Samach, you still need the Tila. It's said twice here in the Sif. It's said once in the Lashon of the Mechaber, which is what the Tas is going on. It's said once in the Lashon of the Ramah, that even in the case where you have Samach, you still need the Tila. Now, the case of the Ramah, by contrast to this case, is a case where we're saying nowadays we're not Bekiyah. So every item, we're not sure whether it's Kachish or Shomei. So I will say, listen, it's only Kachish and it only goes to Tehzil. No, maybe it's a Shomei and it goes to Kula. You see, you need Samech and the whole Chaticha to Yimata. The Chaticha, otherwise the Chaticha is also. And I can't say, well, it just went through the first layer and the rest is Mutter. I need Samech. Okay, I have Samech. So the whole thing is Mutter. Well, maybe it's Kachish and it didn't go through the rest of the Chaticha. So the Samech and the Tehzil doesn't help you. The Netzil is also, and there's not Samech in the Netzil. So I have to mark Rekay Netzil. So the case of the Ramah, clearly it's just a Chumr Ba'alma. Right? I'm sorry. The case of the Ramah, it's Mikra Adin. I don't know whether this is Kachash or Shaman. I have to be Machmer in both directions. I have to be Machmer in both directions. So that's Midin. I have to take it to Tila because I don't have a right to say I know about it. It looks Kachash to me. No. Probably Shaman and his Mutter. Well, maybe you're wrong. It's Taka Kachash, like it looks like. And it's all Taka Osir. The case of Mechaber was a totally different case. The case of something which, as far as we know, it's a Dover Shomen. So Dover Shomen, it's a Fafeya Bekuloi. So why do you need to take the Teal afterwards? So the Rashi comes along and says, like the Taz says, because even though that's true, it's Fafeya Bekuloi, but the place of entry is more, it's more intense and more concentrated. So even if you have Samach and the whole Chaticha there is Mutter, but in this spot we have to assume that there's more of it, and the Samach of the rest of the Chaticha won't help you for the Bittul in the place where it was absorbed. That's what the Rashba says. I mean, the Rashba is saying this now, it's a Chumrah, but Mikra Din, that he holds it, that's how it works. But just in contrast, there's a sheet that's a Ra'ah, says even when there's Samach it's also. Why? Because we don't know for sure that it's Mefeah equally throughout the thing. Right? Has a nature, it spreads everything equally. It's a great equalizer. Pipua is, you know, Pipua is Pipua. So it goes a little bit here, goes a little there, and moves around, etc. But who said that it's going to move all of its time, Isser, equally throughout the whole Chaticha? So Ross says, even you have Samach, the whole Chaticha is Isser, because I don't know where, in any given spot, I'm not sure. The Rosh says, that's not true. We have a right to assume it moves equally throughout the Chaticha. But that much I agree with the Ra'ah, that in the place of entry, it's Taka more concentrated. So you mentioned to yesterday the Prima Gadim, or the Piskei Tshuva discussed in a case where you cooked it without taking on the Tilas Makom. So So what should you say? Bidi Evan. So if we're going in the case of the Mechaber, Tadavra Shomein, we're saying, why Tatilazer? Because I'm telling you a fact that it stays more concentrated in that place. So that place has to be dealt with differently than the rest of the Chaticha. So if the new pot doesn't have, the new cooking doesn't have Sama connected to the Natila, it should be Aser. It's Mutter. Because the Natila is Mechum B'Yam. But they said Dafka Dover Shanir L'Shamein. It's something which I perceive as being Shamein. That Taka Natila is a Chumrah. If something looks like it's Kachish, then Natila Midina, it's Taka Aser until you have the Shishim. So so the Mishpat says in, that was the Pithi Chuv in Yud Aleph. So the Mishpat says in Yud Aleph, so it starts off in Ebetar Sabai, so Aruch, Kumitam, the Aft, Mephabakulam, Kumakum, Kanatila, Yesham, Roshim, Yoser, Kadetam, and he brings the Raya from the Gemara over there, etc. Okay. But then he brings. Why? Now, what does that mean? So that's the only case with Shomei. Case with Kachish. Okay, but then he brings the Mechus Kaya in the next, you know, he says the Bishamin Shiesh Samab Anatila Chumra. Koshal Nodim, come in Sark, Nikol Misaviv, Kepakos of Prikadosh, Kachish, the Medina Natila that you need in Sagi, where Machmer, over there, the Emmanuel Yodea, Sark, the Sabak, Nikol Misaviv. So the Mechaber says, the Mechaber here is being Maram, as like I mentioned yesterday, that this is a Chumra. He says, if you don't know, if you know where it is, you take on the Tila. So the Mechos Karin says, the Pichadar says, that by Kachish, where the Tila's bigger than, if you don't know, you have to take on the Tila everything from everywhere. No, one second. Mashenke by Shomein, that Mechaber is being Meramez, that even though I'm telling you to be Machmer, like that you need Natila, but it's a Chumra Balma. We're saying, even though Mikra that I read the Betzim Samach is enough, and therefore in a case where I don't know where it is, I can eat the whole thing, even though it's getting Natila. But it calls when you know, we already think of getting Natila. And that that is part of how he learns up the sheet of the Rashba. The Rashba did not, even the Rashba said this, the Taz is saying, but he didn't mean it as a Vada, he didn't. It meant there's also Chumra Balma that we're Machmer, that's how these type of things work, and we should be Machmer if it's possible. Right, now, so that, well, the Rashba himself says in the case where. No, the Rashi is not clear on that. Okay, so that's how the yeah. No, because there's a bit of a rife. Because it's right. Right. So he brings a pre-kodesh, he makes this chilek. And then he says, but even, the truth is, even as Mikra did, there's another sort of heter of, I don't know where it is, any given Natila is, well, is maybe the Rive tells you that's not the one. I would probably say the better thing is Bosser Rive than Bitter Rive. So we go with this heter. I don't know.
Because everyone's got a psalm.
What?
I'm asking if everyone's got a psalm this
time. Yeah, what? Lakula. Yeah. So, I mean, the sword is compelling. When we get to Kuf Tes and Kuf Yud, we'll see multiple cases like this that you use Rive, any type of things. when, if. Okay, fine, at this rate, whatever. Okay. Fine. What was the case?
Something splattering on the pan.
What?
Something splattering on the pan.
Uh-huh.
Not knowing where it's splattering.
Okay, so not mamish this scenario over here of what?
Not mamish, but you're at this scenario.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, like how much time do you have iser in your kitchen that it's touching heter?
I understand.
Fine. Okay. So the shach is gentle on you in this sif because he saves all of it for the upcoming sifim. So he says that this chumra that you're adding, you need to take the teal, is not true. So the Ra says, even with samach, it's all osir. The Marai says, when it's samach, everything's mutter. Like, it's with a fabric cooler, the samach, conversation's over. It's dover shaman, and that's it. Mashal, so in a case of kachish, which we're mach, but we don't know whether it's bikin or not, but meikra, then you need the tiller klipa. So that taka, you cannot be matzah without the tiller klipa. Even though there's some. But in the case of shomein, so it's my favorite kula. So why do you need a tefillah for? So that's Marshall in his beautiful language. Yeah, he doesn't like it. Yeah. So the Rami Padua b'tshuva sarav siman sadi. So the Rami Padua and the Ramah had a chulubim mktavim on this, and the Rami Padua argues the Ramah like that. Ein shomadas sarav b'tarskadish reish kal lamazayin gabitzli reish kal lamaches gabim melicha kem makaber. That you need even when you have samach you still need kain atila. Tetsu kam b'hagov b'kain apoyskim akimayim for someone serving kain. So the Shach seems to be accepting the Pesach of the Mechaber and the Ramah, that not like the Marshal, not like the Maran Padua, that you, even when you have something, you still need to get into the Dabar Shaman. By Kalkish, it's Poshet, you need it. Now, came along the Ramah and said, this chumra that you're machmer, that something which appears to be kachish, we're machmer, maybe it's shomein, is only something that's shy, the idea of shomein is shaykh. It's v'chal not shaykh, it's different. The inspire become a duty the dam lo shaykh b'sham nunis miu b'sif test inspire the noigim l'shar b'malicha b'samach afil b'kachosh l'gamri he can hua den b'tzli the sliya b'malicha shavim b'zeh kei mash b'hedi b'toros kathis soif kolam ches k'mash b'divir mashal b'shar k'roinim ay so he's not like this remote. That even someone who's not shaykh shamnunis, you're still machmer. That you need samach. V'hod asosam rav kan the iser kachish legamri. Eno iser rakin in atila. Hano be iser derabanan. So, by the time we're finished with all of this, there's going to be a very nice prima godim. We're going to start on the halacha l'maisa. When you're matter what? And one of the issues you're going to look at is for this chumah that we're machmer that a davar shomein, a davar kachush, maybe a shomein, applies even by someone to not shaykh the union of kachush. Say that again. This chumra that we're machmer, something which appears to be kachish, that maybe it's shamein, applies even to something which that's an idea of shamunus is not shy. But so that the we're going to look at deriser drabanan, whether it's
it's mamish shomen, it's possibly shomen, or it's very improbable that it's shomen. Those are the three things we're going to look at.
So he basically makes six categories. And then, within those boxes, he says, when we're mako stam, we're mako for hefsid, we're mako for hefsid meruba, we're not mako meruba. Right. No. He's talking about the distance of Ramach and Fabakuloi. We're going to draw a chart. The chart's going to have the Rice and Rabbanan, something which is really Shomain, something which, a good chance it's Shomain, something which is possible Shomain, something which is very improbable that it's Shomain. Hefsid Meruba, Hefsid Luwet, not Mutter at all. So that's going to be the chart. So we're starting our chart now. Right? At least we're introducing ourselves to the chart. Okay. Oh, Taz Yubeis. His comment is that Yubeis is Shabbos Shemnunu. The Kedem of the Tzir and the Veilah to Kosev Sharidur and the Mazem the Tzorach Sam of Gnegdoi. Afi Malicha because of that conversion of the Tzir and the Veilah to Gavli Nami and Hefei Adum and the Chelev. The Imloi Kain Vada Yolach HaGemor that Tmas that Malicha begir the Nosh and Lachich Vela Klippah. There's a Gemara which says that Malicha doesn't move it beyond Klippa, and here we bring Machmir more. There it is. That's my gear. And we're dealing with Seer. And Seer, we're more Machmir. Okay, we will clarify that point as we go along, because we're going to discuss Seer directly. There are more in Sif Tess. That's the other chiluk between his melicha versus sli. Okay. So, but he throws in that seer is shayach shamunus by seer. The Ramon Siftes. That the idea of shamunus would apply to seer, which makes sense.
Taking out the
garment
test, it's also taking out the oil.
Right? What? Well, the dam is a charge, but the tzir is contains in it the dam, contains in it the salt, contains in it the oil, contains all the things. So the Beis Yosef is going to say the dam is a charge thing. But there are more, we'll see there are more later on, the worm out.
Chazal told us that Melech takes out dam. That's fine. But clearly Melech takes out oil also. It's also Chazal.
Because the way you process a hide,
what's the tanning process of a hide? What's the goal of the tanning process of a hide?
What happens if you don't tan the hide?
It rots. Because
all rotting takes place in the presence of moisture. Right? So when you melech it, it pulls out
the moisture which is there, and therefore it's able to preserve it and hold on to it.
It takes out the water, it takes out the oils. You want to leave some of the oils in, otherwise it's not supple at all. That's part of the kunst of the
I could also be a tanner, like what's the customizer? It smells horrible, but you dump it in.
What's the chachma of the malacha? Is to know how to do it, because you want to leave some of the oils in, otherwise you have a brittle piece of thing which breaks when you bend it. Not very helpful. Okay. Vav. Let's just chop Vav, because there's a rule of Tatar Gavar.
So the bottom one is cold, and I sell can I keep
it? If not for certain al cham, he may be had to sum it. Can I get this or a kolos? So whatever we're saying, papua but sea works. Let's say a shomain. So it will work in the context of tatogaber as well. Whatever is not mefaveya but sli, so tatogaber is not going to help you for that. Fine.